Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
The benefits of defunding the police. Are there any? The freaks are running the circus. Yes, they are, and we got the receipts. Right here. And finally, Bill Maher is kind of okay with murder? What? Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Yes, Marilyn. Praise the Lord, he's back. Thank you so much. It's good to see you again. Good to be seen. Great to have all you folks in here. And thank you very much for the follows and the likes. And we really do appreciate that. I know I missed a whole lot of shows last week. We are trying to get back in the swing of things. And I won't get into the weeds with it. But we'll be here as often as we can. We promise. We're not giving up. We're not going away. We will be here. You just... You know, if you follow the show, you'll get notified when we are live, which should be Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. But we'll see what happens. With any luck, that'll be going on. All right, so we're going to talk about all that and more coming up today on the show. We got a lot. Karen Hill, yay! Another P1 viewer of ours. Karen Hill, thank you so much for popping by and hanging out. We appreciate it. You're such loyal folks, honest to God. You have no idea. My heart of hearts, I love you guys. Thank you. All right. We got Blackout Coffee still standing by, waiting to sponsor the show. They are here, and they are awake, but they are not woke, and they are the best coffee you will ever try. Dump those liberal, gross, disgusting brown water crap coffees you've been drinking. Give your money, give your taste buds over to a real American company, and that's Blackout Coffee. Check them out. Go to the link in our show notes, and you will get yourself special deals. They are a small batch American company that works with local co-ops, American farmers, to grow and source the best beans available. They pick only beans rated 80 and above on a 100 scale. Then they wait, and when you place your order, only then do they roast your beans and then ship them out immediately, right away. They are so anal retentive about shipping, it's insane. You will get your beans within less than a week. They'll be right at your door. They are fresh roasted. They've been roasted within the week, and you will taste the difference. Always strong flavored, coffee flavored. That, you know, that rush you get when you get that first sip of coffee, and you're like, ooh, mmm. Ah, yeah. That kind of feeling. You'll get that. And it is never, ever bitter. They've got all kinds of great roasts over there. Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, 2A Medium Roast. They've got flavored coffees, including chocolate cherry, French cinnamon toast. Man, 5-pound bags if you're really into it. And what I've encouraged you before to do is simply go get a single bag. Just try one. That's all you got to do. Use the link in our show notes. Try one bag. And give it a shot. You will be back because it's just that good. Blackout Coffee. When you check out, make sure you use the promo code J20, and that'll get you 20% off your first order. J20 on your first order will be the promo code for you. 20% off your first order at Blackout Coffee. Use the link in our show notes. All right, ding, ding, ding. Hat tip to Mr. B. Oh, man. Well, so here's the deal. You take and you cut the arrests that you do in your city by 50%, okay? Because you've defunded the police, taken away their budgets, taken away the amount of cops you have on the streets, the amount of cops available for shifts, the amount of policing that goes on. So you reduce your arrest rate by 50%, 50. Guess what happens to the crime stats in your city? How much do they go up by if you cut your police force by 50%? 30, 40% maybe? No. This article from Just the News, John Solomon's site, Crime is up in Oakland, California by 99%. 99%. Practically 100. City of Oakland seeing a huge increase in crime. Burglaries alone increased 99% since 2020 until now, 4 years. The Oakland Police Department has been struggling. They can't fill the full-time police officer positions. We've seen a 72% increase in motor vehicle thefts. Robberies, 53%. Homicides, 16%. Is it bad enough yet? Despite this rise in crime, arrests have followed a nationwide trend and gone down. Plummeted down. The city of Oakland made how much? ...12,911 arrests in 2016. 5,056 in 2023. More than half. That is the lowest the city has seen on record dating back to 2006. Huge crime surge. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe that huge cut we made in defunding the police? A decline in sworn officer positions. 749 sworn staffing positions dropping to 730 in 2020. And now 2022, 690. Man. As of September last year, they had filled 713 staffing positions, sworn officers, and projecting as much as 91 retirees coming up this year. So, is it going to get worse? Oh, yeah. A lot worse. They tried to get a comment from the city of Oakland. They refused to comment. No surprise there. 50% less arrests and a 99% increase. Keep it up. Keep it up. And they won't talk about it because they don't want to see it. The facts are right there. The facts are absolutely right there in your face. And they're doing all nothing about it. We spend a lot of time on this show talking about protecting our kids because it's important. It's important to me. It's important to you. We need to talk about it. We need to stop these freaks who are doing everything they can to mutilate, amputate. Well, it's branched out into another line, and you are not going to believe this one. I couldn't believe it myself. I'm not, in fact, sure I still believe it. This is from unheard.com. Odd site, but very interesting. You know what the latest medical self-harm fad is? I call it a fad, but folks, these are permanent. These don't go away. The latest self-harm is amputation. I kid you not. Doctors amputated two fingers for a 20-year-old patient to alleviate the patient's mental distress. over being able-bodied. His condition, they say, related to gender dysphoria. Oh, look at me. I'm normal. I have 10 fingers, 10 toes, a head, neck, ears, nose, two eyes. Everything seems to function well. Oh, we can't have that. I'm going to amputate two fingers. This is the thinking. This is what happens. It's been a long time assertion by doctors and patients that body dysphoria, see, now it's become body dysphoria, experienced by transgender people, is a very similar condition treated by cutting off body parts that don't need to go. There's nothing wrong with them. Until recently, both conditions were something that you wouldn't, in normal society, even think about. Today, gender variety is considered as heroic. The other still, most common normal thinking people would go, "Are you freaking kidding me? Amputee wannabe, formerly known as apotemnophilia, and now it has a new name, body integrity disorder, BID. This 20-year-old idiot and the moron doctors who mutated him will now get to live the rest of his life minus two fingers. Unbelievable. Amputeeism is finally catching up with transgenderism. The 20-year-old who turned to medical professionals to alleviate his mental suffering, to validate his identity, and to prevent him from performing self-amputation. The doctors say his determination grew to find a method to get rid of those fingers he perceived as intrusive, foreign, and unwanted. This man needs to be in a psych ward, not an operating theater. It's becoming mainstream, and you're going to see it happen more and more. You want to get a tattoo or a nose ring or whatever. Yeah, you know, the tattoos are also, well, less nowadays because of laser treatments, but for the most part, tattoos are there forever. I've got one. Cutting off your fingers or your toes or an arm or a hand. Like I said, the mental health of this country. These stories. Unbelievable. What else happening here? Get this one. Illegal immigrants. Maryland says, will they end up on disability that we'll pay for? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Down the road, when this idiot regrets his stupid decision, he'll probably apply for a disability. And you're right. You and I will be paying for it. The world has gone nuts. Hell in a handbasket. Take a look at this story. Another illegal immigrant, outstanding member of society. The guy gets arrested for trying to steal a boat in New York City. As usual, he gets released without bail. What's the first thing he does? Tries to steal another boat. No, I'm not kidding. From the postman. Oh, man. They're not sending their best, folks. He entered the country illegally through El Paso back in 2022. Yeah, he looks like a rocket scientist, doesn't he? Homeless illegal immigrant arrested for stealing a New York fire engine boat, released Friday without bail, and immediately tried to steal another boat. Friday morning, Juan Hernandez, 22 years old, released by Judge Marva Brown after his initial arrest for joyriding on the Hudson River in the former FDNY-owned vessel, the John J. Harvey. According to the New York Post, once he was released, he went from the courtroom to the dock and immediately tried to steal the nearby 133-foot flagship Frying Pan, which houses a floating restaurant. My eyes keep falling back to your comment, Marilyn. The world has gone nuts. A bar worker on the ship confronted Hernandez. He left his passport on the boat and on board the boat in order to gain access. The worker said, I was like, what the F are you doing? I told him to go away. And he started talking shit and ran away. He fled the scene, co-owner of the restaurant, highlighting the lack of police intervention. We called the police. The police said they couldn't do anything because he's a free man. If he's charged with 2 counts of grand larceny, why was he released from jail? She added, I want my city back. Don't know yet, still not clear, if Hernandez will be charged with a second attempt to steal another boat. Two counts of grand larceny. Let him go. And he heads right down to the docks and steals another boat. Or tries to. As I said, they're not sending their best. And if you needed any more proof of that, take a look at this stat from the Daily Caller. 54 sex offenders arrested after illegally crossing into the U.S. in the last 6 months. And those are just the ones they caught. Those are the ones they were able to identify. You can bet your butt that that number is at least 3 or 4 times, if not 5 or 6 times more than that. 54 convicted sex offenders arrested in the last 6 months after illegally crossing into the U.S. Chief Patrol Agent Robert Danley, Border Patrol, said since October 1st, 2023, the Del Rio sector agents have apprehended 54 sexual offenders crossing the border illegally. Our agents remain steadfast in safeguarding our border and protecting our communities. That's the post from X. Wow. The October numbers, which is the beginning of the fiscal year 2024, part of a record high month late last year, Data from federal authorities showed 240,988 migrant encounters occurred at the southern border in October, sustaining a record amount for the Biden administration. By the way, I'm not ignoring Israel, but I'm not really covering it because everybody's covering it. You know all the details. You know how Biden has managed to completely screw things up. It's funny to sit and watch him trying to walk that line between our brother in arms, Israel, and his voter base in Michigan and all those undecided folks. Anyway, I decided not to really put much of it, if anything, in the show simply because it's on every show, every new show, every outlet. I try and bring you stuff that's important. It's happening in the background. It's bubbling under there. But not the stuff that's necessarily the front page, 12-point font, attention-getting stories of the very moment. Besides, it changes every hour anyway. You see, he was going on vacation while Israel was being attacked and then had to come back. Idiot. All right, enough about that. Record up. Record number of, and 54, in 6 months, 54 registered, convicted sex offenders, illegal immigrants caught trying to come into the country. It does not say what happened to them, where they wound up, but if it's going the way it usually goes, you know exactly what will happen. Bye, boys. Have fun storming the castle. They're probably walking the street right now. I'm going to send these people back. I don't know where you stand on the abortion issue. In fact, I'm not sure I know where I stand on the abortion issue. I'm not in general in favor of it. Bill Maher, who is not, by the way, a friend of the Conservative Party. Not by any stretch. He does make some, he kind of calls a spade, but he, well, let me just leave it at that. He's not a friend of the Conservative Party. Did you hear what he said? This is unbelievable. I know he's trying to make a point, but dude, abortion, this is Maher speaking. Abortion kind of is murder. And I'm just okay with that. Friday's broadcast on HBO, the Real Time with Bill Maher, said it's wrong to argue that pro-life people are sexist. And pro-lifers believe abortion is murder. And it kind of is. Provost of King's College, Cambridge, Financial Times columnist Gillian Tett said it's odd that abortion is such a big political issue when there are many other issues. And he responded, well, not if you believe it's murder. That's why I don't understand the 15-week thing. Let me play you a clip. Listen close. This is insane.
The thing that's crazy is at a time when America is facing so many huge geopolitical threats, where there's a huge tech revolution going on, where the economy is faced with all kinds of challenges, the idea that you're fighting an election around this issue seems to be, you know, just strange. Back to the 19th century.
Well, Not if you believe it's murder. You know, that's why I don't understand the 15-week thing. Or the Trump's plan is, let's leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states? Like, I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women, people who aren't pro-life, pro-choice. They don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder, and It kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I am. I mean, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry, we won't miss you. That's my position on that. What?
It's quite a hospital.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not
is
sure
that
you're
not your
much.
Position if you're pro-choice?
Isn't that mainly because you don't like children? I mean...
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No. I mean, but if you are... You said you're pro-choice. Mm. That's your position, too.
Mm. Yeah, and by the way, okay, I do respect people who completely disagree on this.
It is
one of those issues. You know, they always say to English people, don't come to America and start talking about guns and abortion.
Yeah.
So here we go. But I think that... But I think it's something I can respect the other side of this, absolutely. But what I think I don't respect quite so much with Trump is that he's clearly danced a complete U-turn on this. And I think it's for political reasons. He did it in 2016 to get the evangelicals with him. He said, I'm going to pack the court. I'm going to get Miss Dunning to overturn Roe versus Wade. So they all came with him. And I think now he feels he's got them. And now you're seeing him. And again, I say, look, I don't support what he's doing, but I do understand the political reasons he's doing it. And I think it could be quite effective, actually, in neutralizing what is becoming a massive banana skin for the party. And I think that's what he's recognized, and he's getting ahead of it.
I seriously don't know what to say or how to comment. Bill Maher. Pro-lifers believe abortion is murder, and it kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I am. There are 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry. We won't miss you. That's my position on that. That is what you just heard Bill Maher himself say. Man, we live in a whacked out place. Elon, could you please get us to Mars quickly or quicker than you are? There's an article in our show notes from the Washington Examiner. I'm not going to dig heavy into this. It's a long article, but it's very interesting, and I highly encourage you to read it. It's about this relentless, idiotic DEI push. It ain't going away. Well, not until sometime probably next January. But for now, we are going to deal with it no matter what. Presidents used to appoint diplomats to defend the interests of the United States. That was the point. Now it looks like that is the past. Today you have Biden appointees who apparently want to demolish the very society they supposed to represent. No exaggeration. April 2nd, just a couple of days ago, a few days ago, Blinken, Secretary of State, appointed Zakiya Carr Johnson as the Secretary of State Department's new Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer to advance our deep commitment to diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. The fact the Biden administration has stubbornly hung on to this ridiculous DEI crap is more than a bit puzzling. The private sector is trying to run away from DEI as fast as it can. The Biden administration still reaching their ugly claws out and dragging them back in. And companies are continuing to stiff arm this whole DEI crap because they know it's costing them money, it's costing them better employees for positions. But it just keeps going. And the Biden administration will not let it go. Please, November. In fact, not even November, January. Cannot come fast enough. Read this article. It is frightening how they are doing everything they can. Everything they can. to try and shove this DEI bullshit down our throats. And they're going to continue to do it too. Hey, have you checked out the Jay Sheldon Show merchandise? What? You haven't? You should. We'll just take a second here to tell you about our new show stuff. We got all kinds of cool stuff, including coffee mugs, t-shirts, hoodies. Oh, man, I'm telling you, some of the coolest stuff available. Well, there we go. Check this out. Some great, cool, refreshing liberal tears. awake, not woke. Just like blackout coffee. Hello, liberals. What are you offended by today? All these great lines. I think, therefore I am a conservative. All these are available in a whole bunch of great colors. They're great fitting. They're soft cotton shirts. And you can pick them up at the Jay Sheldon Show store. The link is in our show notes. If you want to grab yourself something, help to support the show. Got a great tank top there. All kinds of good colors. There's our mug. I don't have mine tonight. It was still in the washer. But yeah, normally I've got my Jay Sheldon mug here on the show and use it all the time. Hoodies are very cool. These are so soft, so comfortable. They're very, very cool. Check them out. The Jay Sheldon Show hoodies. Very cool. Oh, and our baseball shirts too. I love these. These are so comfortable. You remember the old, you know, baseball uniform shirts? Got them for the show. Check them out. There you go. And one of my favorite sayings of all time, stop making stupid people famous. Awake, not woke. Jay Sheldon merchandise. The link is in our show notes. You check it out. Buy something. Would you help support the show? We appreciate it. All right. Chinese electric vehicles. What do you think? Senator Sherrod Brown, who apparently doesn't read much news, has called on the Biden administration to permanently ban Chinese electric vehicles to protect the manufacturing base here in the U.S. What Senator Sherrod Brown apparently did not realize was there is no base for EVs in America because their sales are bottoming out. Nobody wants them. You can't practically give them away. Another good reason not to sell a Chinese-made one, but it isn't going to make any difference. Wow. Wow, look at that. Called on Biden to ban all China-made EVs amid growing concerns that these imported cars could decimate the U.S. auto industry. No, what's going to decimate the auto industry is forcing EVs of any country's manufacturer down our throats because we don't want them. They're crap. Love you, Elon, but no. Chinese electric vehicles are an existential threat to the American auto industry, said Mr. Brown. We cannot allow China to bring its government-backed cheating into the American auto industry. You can make them in Venezuela, you can make them in China, you can make them in India, you can make them in Malaysia, you can make them in Detroit. Doesn't matter. Nobody wants them. Look at the numbers. And it's only going to get worse as people continue to lose money, go out of business. Hey, you in San Francisco? You got a shop in San Francisco? Finding it a bit hard to make ends meet? And so you've finally hit the point where you've decided, I don't have any choice. I got to close down shop. Guess what? a new proposal would require, in order for you to go out of business, okay, 6 months' notice and a replacement. No, I'm not kidding. More brilliance from San Francisco. They are hemorrhaging businesses there. Soaring crime, homelessness, forcing longtime businesses that have been in San Francisco forever to close up shop for good. Some of these businesses include grocery stores, which leaves neighborhoods without. And now a city official, not the sharpest tool in the shed, may have found a way to make those businesses stick around a little longer, even though it makes absolutely no financial sense for them to do that. They're looking to punish business and property owners. He's introduced what's called the Grocery Protection Act. If you were a grocery store owner, it would require you to give a written 6 month notice of your intention to close your business. And as if that weren't enough, they are also required, or would be under this proposal, to meet and work in good faith with neighborhood residents, which could mean anything from finding new ways to keep the business open to essentially finding their own replacement. Failure to comply, legal proceedings, including damages, injunctive relief, declaratory relief, or a writ of mandate to rectify the violation. So you want to go out of business in San Francisco? It's not just a matter of shutting the door, turning out the lights, and putting a lock on the front. Oh, no. They're going to get you coming, going, and halfway in between. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Man. I need a hug. Really do. Here's one for you. Our last story of the day. You know what I just said there? And you hear it all the time. Man, I need a hug. It's actually a thing. Touch. Simple human touch. You don't have to get all touchy-feely. Simply putting your hand on someone's shoulder or touching their arm, giving them a hug. A new study has suggested that touch, simple human touch, can improve feelings of pain or depression. Even a weighted blanket, if there's nobody else in your life that can give you that touch, can help improve your physical and your mental health. Studies suggest touch is beneficial for physical and mental health, both for healthy people and those in a clinical setting. The authors of this study said there is now clear evidence that touch interventions are beneficial across a large number of both physical and mental health outcomes. Wow. Writing in the Journal of Nature Human Resource, the researchers say, in conclusion, we show clear evidence that touch interventions are beneficial for all ages. Review and study of 212 different studies, 12,000, almost 13,000 people involved, and explored the benefits of touch. The benefits even seen in newborns. It's a an amazing article, and I put the link in our show notes. So read it. Read the details. It's absolutely fascinating. Wow. Hug, love, and prayers. Might be all you need. You got me all fired up, says Marilyn. What is our government doing making us not touch, be together, purposely destroying us? You know, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, back during the lockdowns, there was more behind those lockdowns than just keeping us from infecting each other. Trust me. All right, folks, that is going to do it for me for today. Thank you. We got a little short edition, but yeah, not so bad. About average show. Got so many new followers. We really appreciate you guys out there. Thank you so much. Means the world to me. Marilyn, Karen, all the other folks in the live stream, you want to jump in our live chat, all you got to do is hit that follow button. It's right down there. Give us a thumbs up, too, while you're here. It's free. Costs you nothing. Help to support the show. Check out our merchandise or any one of our great sponsors, NordVPN, Blackout Coffee, Brickhouse Nutrition, all great folks who do a great job. And, yeah, thanks so much for popping by. I will see you again, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, tomorrow.
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.